When you think of endangered and extinct animals, what are some of the names that come to mind? You might think of the mammoth or the dodo or maybe even the Tasmanian tiger. But what about the giraffe? Due to habitat loss, disease, and hunting, the giraffe population has been experiencing a decline in recent years, with the International Union on the Conservation of Nature classifying them as a species that is vulnerable to extinction. I'm Alex Weibel for Spartan Express Radio, and I caught up with Stephanie Fennessy, co-founder of the Giraffe Conservation Foundation in Windhoek, Namibia, to find out more.
It comes as quite a bit of a surprise to most people that giraffes are actually in danger because, yeah, no one really knew about it. We call them the forgotten megafauna. People never really worried about giraffes. When people come on safari to Africa, you basically see them everywhere. But no one really has counted them. So about 15 years ago, we started to worry about giraffe and we started compiling numbers. And it actually showed that giraffe numbers have dropped by almost 40% over the last 30 years. There's today less than 100,000 giraffe remaining in Africa, and that has caused them to be listed as vulnerable on the IUCN Red List.
What most people don't realize is that just like bears or fish, there are different species of giraffe as well.
At the moment, giraffes are recognized as one species and 9 subspecies. And we didn't really think that sounded right. We thought there was probably less subspecies, we initially thought. We started collecting DNA samples of giraffe all over Africa. We now think that there's actually 4 different species of giraffe. They are genetically so different that it justifies different species.
The challenge for the Giraffe Conservation Foundation now is to raise awareness and to let people know that the giraffe is in danger. Fennessy provided several ways in which regular people can help.
It's a lot about awareness. If people are aware that there is a problem, then we have a fighting chance to do something about it. While people weren't aware, giraffe could have just slid into extinction without anyone realizing. So it's really important that people know about it and talk about it.
There's even a special day dedicated to giraffes.
As one mechanism to help with it, we invented World Giraffe Day a few years ago. So the 21st of June, the longest day in your part of the world and the longest night in mine, for the tallest animal, World Giraffe Day. So it's celebrated in lots of zoos around the world. A lot of organizations are doing something about it. So it's just really a day to raise awareness, but also to raise funding. Because, as I said earlier, in the end, giraffe can only be saved in Africa. People can support us and governments to save giraffe. What we really, really need is money.
Giraffes are one of the world's great megafauna, but without our help, we may end up in a world without them. The goal of the Giraffe Conservation Foundation is to raise awareness in the public about the world's tallest mammal being threatened. And at this stage of the effort, putting the giraffe's vulnerability into the public conscience is a big part of the battle. So talk about it. Don't be afraid to be a part of the conservation conversation. For more information, visit giraffeconservation.org. For Spartan Express Radio, I'm Alex Weibel.